Now to another big news story we've been following all week, the defeat of ISIS in Ramadi in Iraq. For months, the extremists had been in control of the city, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. But this week, the Iraqi army managed to push them out. The key to this military victory appears to be political. The population of Anbar is predominantly Sunni Muslim, and according to our friend Ayub Nouri, editor of the Kurdish news service Rudaw, the Iraqi army succeeded in this case because it told its Shiite militia allies to stay home.
People in Ramadi and in the Sunni areas of Iraq, they said there is no way we would allow an army that's accompanied by Shiite militia to come into our areas, because they had seen what those militiamen had done in terms of killings, executions, and destruction in other Sunni towns. So that's why the army came to a standstill on the outskirts of Ramadi. And in the end, they had some kind of agreement. Some numbers say 30,000 Sunni tribal men took up arms themselves, and they were the ones to lead the Iraqi army into Ramadi. So basically, it was a Sunni fight against ISIS with the help of the Iraqi ground troops and American airstrikes.
Now, the narrative has gone that the Sunnis of Anbar are mostly pro-ISIS, or at least anti-Baghdad. How surprised are you that this strategy worked?
I think that narrative is not correct, because the Sunnis of Ramadi and Fallujah and other parts of Iraq, they are not necessarily with ISIS. Mm. I think most of them do not agree with ISIS ideologically or as a political group or Islamic Caliphate. But why they accepted ISIS in Ramadi or Mosul or areas, or why at least they allowed ISIS to come so easily, was out of resentment and years of persecution that they had suffered under the Iraqi government. So they didn't like ISIS, but they preferred ISIS, who was a Sunni group who they felt safe with, to the Iraqi army, who they didn't really trust. That was the whole problem, was the issue of trust, but whether you pick ISIS or the Iraqi army, who was infiltrated by Shiite militia.
So if this can happen in Ramadi, can it happen in Fallujah or Mosul, that Sunnis can turn against ISIS?
Yes, I think it's possible, and I believe it's the only solution, because the areas we are talking about, I've been to all of those areas, Mosul, Fallujah, Ramadi, and I know people from those areas. They are capable of taking out ISIS very quickly, within a matter of days or weeks, let's say, as they did with the Al-Qaeda in 2007 and 8. So I think everyone should understand, the Americans, the outside world, and the Iraqi government, that if they want to get rid of ISIS, they have to help the local Sunnis do it. But the issue here is not only having Sunni tribes kicking out ISIS. The issue is that what is next for them, or what is in it for them? Because they did it once, they were betrayed by the central government, and that's why it took several months to retake Ramadi, because they said, we could take out ISIS, the Iraqi army will come in the next day and fight us. So I think everyone should allow the Sunnis to basically run their own affairs and make sure the Iraqi army or the Iraqi government is not going in there a few months from now and ruin it once again.
Right. And there's also a learning moment back in 2007, because the Americans did something very similar back then, enlisting Sunni tribes to defeat al-Qaeda in Anbar. In the interim, how did Baghdad manage to alienate these Sunni tribes after the Americans left?
That's a very good point. That's why all hell broke loose, or let's say everything went downhill from 2011 until now, because the Americans convinced the Sunnis of Anbar to kick out the Al-Qaeda, which they did. And as soon as the Americans withdrew at the end of 2011, the Iraqi government under Maliki went in and arrested people and killed dozens of people, saying, you are all terrorists, you are all with the Al-Qaeda. And then ISIS took advantage of this grievance and came in, and we saw overnight how it took over Iraq's Sunni heartland. So what is important is to make sure the current Iraqi government is not going to alienate once again the people who are fighting ISIS today.
Yeah, so what assurances do the Sunnis have from the Iraqi government this time?
I was speaking to someone from Fallujah a few days ago, and he said that local tribes and tribal leaders in Fallujah and Anbar have some sense that they are going to have an autonomous Sunni region as we have in the north of Iraq. So what he literally said is that some Sunni autonomous Sunni region is on the horizon. So that would be the only insurance, I think, because if they know that they will kick out ISIS and they have to hand everything back to the Iraqi government, they wouldn't have done it in the first place.
All right. So, Ayub, if this can happen in Fallujah and Mosul, does that mean that ISIS is on its way out, at least in Iraq?
Yes. And if they lose Iraq, then it will automatically be weakened in Syria, too.
Ayub Nouri with the Kurdish News Service, Rudal, speaking with us from Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan. Thank you very much, Ayub. Always good to speak.
Thank you. You are welcome.